encouragement to you from the places that God has brought me to offer to you.
他说我不知道别的传道人跟你们讲的题目是什么样的，但是作为我来讲，每次我都得到耶稣那边的给我的感应。
When Brother Ron called a few weeks ago and said that he would like me to speak on the last Sunday of July and the first Sunday of August, I began to pray what God would have me say to you over a two-week period.
他说几个礼拜前庄弟兄打电话给我，要我在这个七月底八月初给大家讲一次道，我就祷告天父啊，你要给我什么样的讲题。
God laid on my heart that we would talk about examining our love for him.
结果我得到的启示是要我给大家讲上帝你给我们大家的爱。
I know having been married over 55 years to the same lady,
我知道我嫁给我的太太啊，我娶了我的太太已经有五十多年了。
That I've learned to love her more and more as the time has passed by.
他说随着时光的流逝，我对她的爱越来越增加了。
Although it's been good to examine that love off and on.
尽管就是说常常还需要检查一下我对她的爱。
To see how it can be strengthened and encouraged as we trust God to lead us.
就是说我们在相信耶稣的同时，我对他的爱会更加不断的增强。
So this morning we're going to begin with examining our love part one.
今天呢，我要给大家讲的是，省察你的爱心的第一部分，上部就是说。
The book of Philippians encourages us to grow in our love and to know God more and more.
腓立比书呢，在这里我们读到的经文讲到，要我们要不断增长对上帝的爱。
In the message this morning, I will refer to other passages of Scripture that help us to be reminded of what our quality of love ought to be.
就是说今天上午我可能还要给大家分享别的经句，就是说我们如何就更加能够增强我们的爱心。
If you had the opportunity to read this morning's newspaper, you saw that there was a gentleman that jumped very high in the sky without a parachute.
今天早晨如果你们看新闻的话，可以看到有一条新闻，有一个男子他在很高的天空跳伞，但是没用降落伞。
And landed in a net that was prepared for him at the landing spot.
在他降落的地方呢，有人帮他准备好一个网，他就吊在这个网上。
I can't imagine being high up in an airplane and jumping out without some protection.
他说我不敢想象从飞机上跳下来没有一个保护居然敢跳。
But the article in the paper said that he has jumped many, many times and was very capable of doing this stunt.
这个新闻说他已经跳了很多次了，每次都是这样有保护的伞抱着他。
Planes and flying have fascinated me since I was a very young boy.
当我还很年轻是小孩的时候，我就常常对坐飞机感到不可思议。
When one of my pilot friends asked me to go up and fly with him, I jumped at the opportunity.
当我很年轻的时候，有一个朋友他是飞行员，邀请我去坐他的飞机，我就坐上去了。
I'm impressed with each pilot's careful attention to all of the details.
我就对这个驾驶员在操纵飞机的时候，对所有的细节都非常注重，为我留下很深的印象。
They go through a checklist before and after their flight.
他们在起飞前和降落以后有一个很长的单子，上面有很多勾，他一样一样打勾。
The pilot looks at every detail of the airplane.
这个驾驶员就是每次都把飞机上所有的详细情况都要检查一遍的。
The weather, the conditions.
然后还要看天气怎么样，别的情况怎么样。
Every traffic, and every factor that affects his trip.
所有的空中飞行情况和别的因素能够影响到他的飞行，他都要检查。
I have been amazed to learn about the amount of preparation and training a pilot must go through.
我对飞行员所要受的训练和他飞行前的准备工作花那么多时间，我感到很惊讶。
After being licensed, he practices takeoffs and landings.
当他拿到这个驾照，就不驾照，就是这个起飞的这个执照以后呢，他练习很多次关于起飞和降落。
Night flying and other ways to stay current.
然后怎么样学习夜间飞行，使他的飞行技术不断跟上最新的要求。
As well as personal physicals and examinations are taken.
然后他又进行很多体格检查，使他的健康情况能够适应飞行。
Imagine how many more spiritually mature Christians would be ministering if we applied the same rules.
就像我们信耶稣的人一样，我们其实也有许许多的规则要遵守，要遵行。
Regular examinations and evaluations.
普通的检查和特别的评估都是需要的。
Memorizing a certain number of verses as you have been encouraged to do here at the church.
然后我们在教会崇拜的时候，我们要常常学习圣经，要背诵很多经句。
Bible quizzes.
还有的就是圣经里面的这个语录。
And I wonder if we even had the opportunity to ask questions about the last six sermons that you've heard.
他说我还在想大家有没有机会怀念，就是讲到那些经句，有六段。
How would we do in remembering what we've heard and what we've studied together?
我们如何一起共同学习，共同记忆那些圣经的经句？
Sounds way out, but it's very important.
看上去好像没有什么关系，但是非常重要。
One of the greatest degrees for the believer is subtly defined from losing our touch daily with the Lord.
就说我们有一点很重要，就是我们要如何每天保持和上帝的接触。
We need to examine our life on a regular basis of how much do we love Him.
我们每天要检查我们是多么的热爱我们的天父。
The question that I would ask you this morning: Do you love Him as much today as you did when you first heard about Him?
他说：“我今天要给大家提个问题，你今天爱耶稣是不是和你第一天听到福音的时候爱他是相同的爱？”
The Bible speaks a great deal about us staying in shape and being reminded of where our first love came from.
如果读圣经的话，我们经常研读圣经，就可以使我们把对耶稣的爱保持在我们当初认识他的时候这样的水平，起码。
All of us know that it is important for us to exercise and to properly take care of our bodies physically.
我们大家都知道，对我们身体健康，平时要很好的保养，才会健康起来，对吗？
As well as morally.
然后道德上呢，也是一样的。
Let me tell you a quick story. A number of years ago, I was going to run in the New York Marathon.
我告诉大家一个故事。很多年以前呢，我有一次到纽约去跑马拉松比赛。
26.2 miles.
26点几个英里。
For many weeks, I trained and prepared for the opportunity to do that.
我训练了很多礼拜，就是很多个礼拜要想去跑这个马拉松。
Running every day, sometimes 10 miles, sometimes 15, 20 miles, in order to be in shape and prepared to be able to make the total distance.
就是有时候一天跑10英里，有时候跑20英里，反正就是每天这样训练，要使自己能够跑完全程。
The time came and we arrived in New York City.
时间到了，我们那个到达了纽约市。
There was a lot to see there, and so for several days I did not go out to run.
因为刚到纽约嘛，有很多东西要看，很多地方要去，所以他有几天呢没有练习。
When it came time to actually do the run, I had fallen out of shape just in a few short days.
他说就因为几天没有练习，在跑步的时候他就有点跟不上了。
And rather than taking the 4.5 hours that it usually took me to run the marathon,
平时我跑完马拉松就4.5小时就够了。
It took me almost 8 hours to do it.
那天我跑了将近8小时才跑完全程。
Why? Simply because I was out of shape.
为什么会这样呢？主要是我没有好好训练。
Scripture talks about us being spiritually out of shape as well.
就是圣经还教导我们如何在这个研读圣经方面怎么样要保持自己每天操练。
Let me remind you of a couple stories in the Bible where God challenged men of the Bible.
就说现在呢，大家回顾一下圣经几个小故事，耶稣是怎么样提醒我们要每天操练的。
God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
耶稣要那个阿布拉罕去把他的儿子献上作为祭。
Basically, God was saying to Abraham, "How much do you love me?"
实际上，他耶稣背地里的问题是问那个亚伯拉罕，你有到底有多爱我，在我跟你的儿子之间。
God tested Moses in the nation of Israel.
他还测试了另外一个人在以色列的态度上。
God knew their hearts.
耶稣知道他们的心思。
The test was the kind of to test the kind of love, the loyalty that God expected of them.
他的这些测试就是要测试摩西和亚伯拉罕对神的忠心和爱戴。
How do we examine and evaluate our love for God?
那么我们该如何检查我们自己对耶稣的爱呢？
We must be honest with ourselves and ask the Lord for insight into our lives.
我们必须对自己诚实，要在内心里面扪心自问，我们究竟怎么样热爱耶稣。
We must search our hearts and evaluate our love in light of the biblical principles for loving God.
我们要按照圣经的原则内心省察，就我们应该怎么样爱耶稣。
Only then will we be able to understand what he expects of us.
只有这样我们才能达到耶稣对我们的要求。
We will be viewing our love as he views us.
我们会省察自己的爱，就像他省察我们一样。
There are two parts to examining our love for God.
我们省察自己对神的爱呢，有两方面。
The qualities of true love,
对真实的爱的质量如何
？And the fruit of true love.
然后真实的爱的果就是结果怎么样
？Let's take a few minutes to look at the qualities of love.
我们首先来看一下爱的质量是怎么样回事。
Scripture presents many principles to considering our love for God.
圣经里面有很多地方提到我们对神的爱。
Some of these principles establish the standard for a true love for God.
有的呢是建立了一种标准，就怎么样对神的爱才是真正的爱。
Others characterize the result of true love.
有的圣经呢提到的是你爱神就会体现出来一种怎么样的结果。
Let's look at some of those standards.
我们来看看那些标准吧。
In the book of Mark, we're reminded of how we ought to love God.
在那个有一本福音书里面讲到我们该怎么样爱神。
You see, God gives himself totally to us, and that is what he expects from us.
耶稣把他的所有，也就是他的儿子都献给了我们，我们就应该怎么样来回报我们的天父。
This is the most powerful commitment that we can make to God.
这就是我们向神可以做出的最大的应许。
Out of this commitment will come the proper motivation to separate ourselves from the world.
只有这样做法，我们才可以把我们和尘世间的人分别开来。
It will allow us to conform more fully to Jesus Christ.
这样可以使我们更加完全的符合上帝的要求。
Before I move on, let me just simply say, as I would emphasize this point.That ought to be the desire of every Christian to be more and more like God.
就说我在继续讲下去之前，我要强调一下，我们只有把自己变得越来越像上帝，那我们才有真正的爱。
Although we realize we will never attain perfection as He is perfect.Until we're in His presence.
尽管我们知道我们要和神完全一样，还有很大的距离要做。
The Bible says that we can be confident.
圣经说我们可以有信心。
That when we stand in His presence, that we will be made perfect just as He is perfect.
当我们和天父在一起的时候，我们才会变得和他完全一样，完全完美。
But the Bible emphasizes that we need to be holy as He is holy.
但是圣经强调我们要像他一样的虔诚完全。
We must love God completely with our whole heart, our body, our mind, our soul, and our spirit.
我们热爱上帝就要像我们全心全意从身体到心智全心全意的爱他。
One of the qualities in examining our life and our love for God is, do we love Him completely with everything that we are?
就是检查我们对上帝的爱的质量如何，就是看我们是不是完完全全、全心全意的爱他。
Loving the Lord more than anything else in all of life.
在我们的人生中，爱上帝要超过所有爱的其他的一切。
Jesus reminds us in Matthew, the 10th chapter, that this is the type of love that we ought to have.
在马太福音里面，耶稣提醒我们，这就是我们应该有的全心全意的爱。
He says the most powerful symbol of love in that day was the family.
他说你爱神最大的一点表现就是在饥饿的时候。
He told the disciples that their love must be greater than the love of even family.
就是你对家庭家人的爱甚至就是不能超过对上帝的爱。
Anything less, they were not worthy to be his disciples.
他的门徒就是一定要这么做才会显示他对
上帝。And the call is no different today.
今天来讲我们完全也是一样的。
This is God's standard for the quality and the intensity of our love for him.
就是这是上帝给我们列的标准，就是怎么样质量才是我们爱他的标准。
Another quality is that we should not love the world.
另外一个标准就是我们不能爱世界。
In John, the 2nd chapter, we're told to leave the world behind.
约翰福音第二章讲到我们要把世界抛在后面。
Separate from this world.
我们要和这个人世分开。
Free from its entanglements and control.
城市对我们所有的控制我们就要摆脱。
There should be no other major influences in our lives.
在我们生活中不应该有比上帝耶稣更重要的影响我们的东西。
We are exhorted to live a one master life.
我们就是活的这一生就是要完全为主的这一生。
Total submission to him.
把自己完全奉献给他
and his will for our life
还有就是他对我们要求的这个人生
totally God's
然后全部奉献给他
I'm amazed how often my wife reminds me of this again and again it's all about God it's not about us
我常常想起我太太是如此多的提醒我我们做的一切都是为了上帝而不是为了我们自己
Now I'm going to say something that I want you to take it in the context that I'm saying it
她说我要你们大家记住我现在接下来要讲的话
I have no tattoos
她说我身上没有纹身
But if I did have a tattoo let me tell you what it would say
如果我身上真的要纹身的话我会告诉你们什么内容
It would simply say it's not about me
上面就写着一切都不是为了我自己
Why would I choose that?
为什么会这么选呢
Because I need to be reminded daily it's all about God and it's not about me
因为我想提醒自己每天提醒自己所有的一切都是为了上帝而不是为了我自己
How often I go about my everyday activity thinking it's more about me than it is about God.
一天当中有很多行为，我是不是每一次都在想到都是为了上帝，不是为我自己呢？
And I need to be reminded more and more again, it's all about God.
所以我应该被自己不断地提醒自己，我所做的一切都是为了上帝，不是为我自己。
Loving him, not loving the world.
爱上帝不是爱这个世界。
Loving him, not loving my things.
爱上帝并不是爱我自己的东西。
Loving him more than loving what I do.
爱上帝要超过我现在做的尘世间的一切。
The quality of my life will be examined about by how much I love him.
我对上帝的爱的质量怎么检查呢？就看我是多少有多少爱他。
Let me encourage you to read Psalm 73.
我来鼓励大家一起读一下这个诗篇。
We don't have time to read it here now, but this afternoon, take a time to read Psalm 73.
就是下午大家有空的话读一读诗篇七十三篇。
You will see how the psalmist encourages us to totally love God.
大家从这个诗篇可以看到，里面鼓励我们应该如何的去全心全意爱主。
Another quality of loving God more than the world is that we hate evil.
另外一个检查我们对上帝的爱的质量，就是说我们要仇恨那些不好的那个坏的影响的。
Let me define evil for you this morning.
我现在给大家把这个邪恶做一个定义。
Evil can be defined as anything that is not in harmony with God's divine order.
就是说任何事跟上帝要求我们做的不合拍的话，那些事就是邪恶。
Both physically and morally.
不管是道德上的还是体力上做的事情。
We need notspend much time on this because we're all reminded that almost daily in our newspapers, on the news, we're reminded of evil.
因为每天新闻广播都提醒我们要为这个城市在做事，不是为上帝做事，所以这些都是邪恶。
Brothers and sisters, let me simply say this. Sin is evil.
所以我简单的跟大家说，就是我们的罪就是邪恶。
And I'm not talking just about the blatant sins such as robbery and murder and other things. I'm talking about the little sins that beset us.
我这里提的罪并不是去抢劫、去杀人，而是讲的我们道德上的一些过犯，比如嫉妒啊、仇恨啊，这种都是犯罪。
What about bitterness, slander?
对，有的是说人家坏话，有的有仇恨。
Gossip.
然后传讲人家的，这就是传流言蜚语，这些都是罪。
Let me just simply say, sin is sin.
我只能说，罪就是罪。
And God hates sin.
上帝是
regardless of its size or
讨厌罪的
regardless of its size or intensity.
不管这个罪的尺寸有多大。仇恨程度有多严重
？Sin can affect our love of God.
这个罪可以影响我们对上帝的爱。
The Bible says that we must separate ourselves from every appearance of evil.
圣经说我们要把自己和所有的邪恶和罪分离开来。
Avoid evil and love God with our whole heart.
我们要全心全意的爱主，避免罪。
What does it really mean to truly love God?
这真对上帝真正的爱究竟意味着什么呢？
And I simply say to you, brothers and sisters, today, that's between you and the Holy Spirit.
我今天跟弟兄姊妹们讲，就是这就是你们和上帝的关系。
Just as we began with being reminded that a pilot goes through every detail in examining in preparation before he makes a flight.
就像我刚才给大家讲到的，一个飞行员要起飞的时间，他要检查每一项东西，所以这就是我们要对上帝的爱，也是要这样检查内心，省察自己。
We too must take careful preparation to examine our lives daily.
我们也应该每天检查自己对上帝的爱。
Put God first.
把上帝放在第一位。
And He will bless our lives.
他会。保佑保守我们的生活
as we follow him faithfully.
我们只要诚心诚意地跟着他。
So there are some qualities of loving God with our whole heart, our body, soul, and spirit.
所以我们全心全意爱主的质量检查有内心的有体力的有道德的。
My prayer is that you will examine your own heart and may the Holy Spirit touch you at the places that you need to change in your love for him.
所以我对大家的祷告就是说我们每天要检查自己省察自己哪些不足之处改进这样才会更加的爱主
Amen
阿们
谢谢 Pastor J 用神的话来鼓励我们我们再唱一首诗歌410首